Ice spread a song so you can sing along with my special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme song, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John. With me today, well, we're still doing John's picks. Woo! And we have somebody who hasn't been on in a while. It's Jason Kerr.
Hi. It's been a minute. It's been a very long time.
I mean, you're busy. You're busy.
I'm very busy.
You're very busy. How are you doing?
I'm well. Better now.
Yeah.
I'm seeing you. Yeah. I haven't seen your face in so long.
Friendship. And we're here today to talk about the 1980 classic movie.
Oh my! I didn't realize how iconic this film was until I didn't know this film at all.
Okay, so we're here to talk about "Can't Stop the Music." Okay, hold on. We'll get into it.
I text you immediately when I start watching. Immediately.
The screenplay is by Bronte Woodard and Ellen Carr. Music by Jacques Morelli. Real person. They mention him in the film. Steve Guttenberg plays Jack Morrell.
Yes, that type
Morrell.
Of character. Yeah.
All the lyrics are by Henri Bilolo, but like he had some other lyricists involved with all the songs. Mm-hmm. But Henri is like the constant. Directed by Nancy Walker, and according to IMDb, a pseudo autobiography of Disco's The Village People. Okay, so I have never seen this movie before. I've only listened to the How Did This Get Made episode where they talk about this.
Okay.
So, but when I was doing this John's Picks month, I was like, I really want to talk about Can't Stop the Music because it seems bananas. Mm-hmm. Who likes bananas? Jason.
Me. It was camptastic. It's for me.
It was a blind choice, and I'm so happy because I was.
You made the right choice.
I made the right choice because even texting you, I texted you. I'm 46 seconds in, and I can't. No, yeah, 46 seconds in, and I can't. I need to be sober.
It was wild. Yeah, I had to hit the pipe real fast.
I was at the opening credit, the beginning of the opening credits, and I was just like, "Can't.
Why Steve Guttenberg made the really bold choice of hollering throughout this entire film.
So I don't even know where to begin with this. I want to say cocaine.
Alan Carr. I did a deep dive on Alan Carr. I mean, he's a huge vehicle behind why this even happened. He's a very fat. I saw this documentary about him, and I'm going to watch it.
You know, well, so he was Grease, the movie.
Grease 2.
Grease
1 and 2?
1 and 2.
You sure?
Yes. Because originally Olivia Newton-John was supposed to play the part that Valerie Perrine plays.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah. You're right.
And Bronte Woodard, I believe, also wrote the first Grease movie as well.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. She wrote the screenplay.
But the stage version existed first, right?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
But
they wrote a couple new songs for it.
For Grease?
For Grease.
Oh, Grease, so many new songs.
Yeah, so many. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hopelessly Devoted
and then they,
to
which,
You.
Which they later on like added to the stage version.
Folded it in, which always happens.
Cabaret and other shows like that.
You know, it's really funny because I was reading that Alan Carr apparently had a 3-picture deal. It was this. He was going to do Chicago, the musical. And then another movie that I can't remember, but I was just like, imagine Alan Carr's Chicago.
that would have been psychotic.
Yes.
It may have been so different from who did this one. It was Rob Marshall.
Yeah.
Okay. Alan Carr's would look a lot more like Baz Luhrmann, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Before we go any further into this, we need to discuss one of the actors real quick because I don't know how.
June Havoc?
Well, we'll get to her.
We got to talk
But
about June Havoc.
Caitlyn Jenner is in this as
Caitlyn Jenner,
Bruce
yes, as Bruce
Jenner.
Jenner, as her old, as her old face.
So I want to, I should, how do we just say the character name and use the pronouns for the character name, or should we say Caitlyn Jenner and use she, her pronouns? How do you
I
feel?
have. It's so weird. It's such an odd crossroad because I have such a tremendous amount of respect for my transgender community, our transgender sisters and brothers. But I have such a little respect for Caitlyn Jenner. But we are going to honor
Listen.
our transgender community because
Okay.
these are my sisters and I love them so much. So we're going to call Caitlyn by her pronouns
By her pronouns, but
as she wants to be.
if we talk about the
Talk about the
character,
character.
we're gonna
We can talk
say
about the character. We're talking
he.
about yeah, because in the movie he plays he.
Okay. But I have to say though, for being the first role that Caitlyn ever had, she did a pretty good job.
It's camptastic.
I mean, yes, it's fantastic,
All
but
the
like
films that Caitlin, all the films that Caitlin has been in have flopped.
And this is so Olivia Newton-John was supposed to play Samantha, the Valerie Peri
Yeah, I find that
character.
very interesting. She would have been in two flop shows, yeah.
She turned this down to do Xanadu.
To do the musical that they say kill the movie musical.
And then both this one and Xanadu are the reasons why the Razzies exist.
Isn't that amazing? I think it's incredible.
And this movie, I was looking up, everyone's IMDb and everything just to be like, what were you in? Blah, blah, blah. This movie connects so many characters from other episodes I've done. It's wild. Like, I could talk for days about Marilyn Sokol, and
Oh my
apparently
God.
she was a voice in The Last Unicorn that I've done. So,
Oh, which
and
I've
in The
still not seen.
Producers.
It's saved on my, because we talked about that at one of our shows, and I saved it on Peacock, and I still not watched it. I need
Oh,
to
it's
watch it.
so good. Is right, this is her. She's in. Hold on, I'm double checking now to
All right.
make sure I'm saying the right thing. Oh no, not her. She was in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. That's it. She voiced Ma Otter. The one who played Lulu, the sex
She's still,
crazed.
oh my gosh, she's still
She's
alive.
still alive. She's still kicking.
Oh my God. Is she still working? She's
I don't know
80.
the. Yeah, I mean, she probably is somewhere. Maybe she wrote a
Well,
book.
yeah, she did something in 2014 in Submissions Only. What? She taught as she taught she must live in my she I think she lives in our neighborhood.
I'm sorry, it's Tammy Grimes
Okay, Tammy Grimes, I got.
who played Sydney Channing, was
Wait a
a
minute.
voice in The Last Unicorn.
We got to talk about Marilyn Sokol. She lives in our neighborhood.
She
She used to teach
does?
at She used to live. She used to teach at Lehman. She must be in the area. It says she's a Bronx resident in her Wikipedia, even though that's not always
Let's go
correct.
find her and ask her
Let's
a
go find.
million questions about the
I bet you she
cocaine
lived.
used in this
Watch her.
movie.
She must have. She must
She,
have.
listen, the ladies of the film were making the strongest choices
Broad
ever
choices. That's what
because
they call them abroad.
I think they had to make up for the fact that besides Steve Guttenberg, the other men of the film, the main men, I'm not counting what's his butt, Steve Waits, that character, I'm not counting him. I'm counting like the village people and Ron White, played by Caitlyn Jenner. They're not actors. So the women, I think, had to do the heavy lifting of
But
this.
they didn't really have much to do with the plot.
Well, here's the thing though. I'm not sure this movie is really about the village people.
The plot is so loose.
The movie is really about Valerie Perrine playing character named Samantha, trying not to sleep her way to get what she wants.
It's a
That's the movie.
valiant attempt.
She even says at one point, "I haven't had sex with anybody. I did this on my own." I was like, whoa. Or along those lines. I was just like, "What the fuck is happening
I
in
mean,
this
you and I know a
movie?"
little. You and I know a little something about
Well, she
that.
even makes commentary too earlier on, saying like casting couch and things like that, because she's a model just retiring. It's insane. I
It's so
honestly, this movie
contrived.
is about Valerie Perrine, and the village people are just there. Am I right?
Well, technically it's supposed to be about Steve Guttenberg's character, because he opens the film. He's supposed to be the hero,
Yes,
but then
Jack
the be,
Morrell.
because the writing is so bad, the focus shifts when she enters the screen, and then it becomes about her. It kind of
True.
moves it because it shifts from that Steve Guttenberg's character to her character in that little love relationship, and then it shifts back to the village people and them. It makes almost no sense.
Yeah, because we have like Philippe is the one constant, the Native American.
Yes, which is I do we
I can't with this
has there has
movie.
there been a discussion about the Indian in the village people?
I feel like over the years there has been. You mean
I
like
haven't.
how he's not an Indian, a Native American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sound he makes for me that I find to be problematic.
The jingling as well, because he
The
has
jingling. Oh,
the
yeah.
bells on his
Although, listen,
costumes.
whoever's Foley on this was having a field day.
Also, the ADR on this is
Yeah,
everywhere.
ADR. Yes.
There's one character whose head is to the back of the camera, and it's clearly fully ADR'd. And you're like, you said nothing right
You
there.
said nothing. Yeah, I do love when those happen. I just saw that it's still happening. I saw it in what movie did I say? Oh, A
Madam
Quiet
Web.
Place. A Quiet Place. They were doing that.
Oh,
Have you seen
Madam
that yet?
Web. An entire I have not seen the new Quiet Place, but Madam Web,
Okay.
an entire character is ADR'd throughout the whole movie.
Come on, giving Jar Jar Binks realness.
Yeah.
Oh,
But I mean, honestly, when it was the book scenes, if it wasn't with Valerie Perrine, I was not really interested in this.
just want to know why Steve Guttenberg was hollering. Every scene, he's hollering
Because
as if there were no.
he's fighting the New York noise.
Oh my God, as if. The boom mic was in a high-ceilinged room. I don't know why he was hot. That's fantastic.
I also don't understand Ron White, Caitlyn Jenner's character, because.
It's supposed to be the love interest. I think that because looking at who Nancy Walker was, she comes from a vaudevillian family. This is the format that she knew, this Follies format. And so she was trying to. It's actually kind of, if you think about it, they were doing the best with what they had. And look at what we were coming out of. I was trying to contextualize this because the movie is mostly a vehicle for music videos,
True. Yeah.
which is very
Milkshake, that whole thing felt like a
Milkshake,
music
milk.
video.
Even the YMCA was a video, music
For the
video,
gays, that was
for
playing at
the
Rock Bar at some point.
it's Splash.
You're older than me. You know the older bar names.
You know exactly where Splash was. You were here for Splash. Don't act like you weren't.
I mean, like.
Don't act like you weren't here for Splash.
Well, so what's fascinating about this movie, though, is that I'm surprised it's not played more, like,
I know this
or
it's actually
talked about
so
more.
it's so bad it's actually quite brilliant.
Oh my God,
And
yes.
there are some really good moments in the film. I have to say the best. Well, should I save this for Sharps and Flats? I'll save it for Sharps and
Okay.
Flats.
Yeah, there was a point, I think it was actually during YMCA, that I was just, oh yeah. I was just cackling at the end. Like, I
It's
lost
so.
my mind during that because I was just like, this movie is also say is also the phrase like, tell me you're gay without telling me you're gay.
All the camera shots. When there's a moment in the law office which is insane, when the people like juggling and throwing
The
fire
clown
and
singing.
also that made zero sense.
Yes, and then the
But
Leatherman comes in and sings Danny Boy perfectly, and you're like, I'm in. I'm back.
if that's not camp, I don't know what it is. Move over, Susan Sontag. This movie redefined camp in a in a new way.
Honestly, honestly. And then he pauses to take a sip of Dr. Pepper. I was like, brilliant. That's brilliant.
Again, that's very vaudeville.
I
Very
guess.
vaudeville. Oh, what I was going to say is I was trying to contextualize this film, but look at what was happening in the 70s. You had Sergeant Pepper, and you had even the Monkees were making, I think, did the Monkees make their films in the
Monkey
70s?
Monkeys was a TV show. I
Yeah, but
believe
they
that was
had
in the
like, but
70s. Yes, and
they
then
also had a movie. But the
problem. Sure.
but that was always also like a series of music videos. It was, you know, it was a canvas for music videos.
Yes.
So it was, this was a product of what was happening in the 70s. It's actually interesting because I was trying to figure out like what came first, chicken or the egg. But because this is 1980 and MTV didn't happen until 1981. So I wonder if this is
Right.
where if Alan had had a sense that this is where the industry was moving.
I think you're giving him too much credit.
Maybe, maybe, but
I think he was just high on something and was like, let's do it.
it's wild. I need to watch his documentary because now I'm freshly obsessed with him.
I believe Alan Carr is also the one who produced or wrote like the worst. He produced the worst Academy Awards, where he had
Wow.
it starts out with Snow White singing, and it's the opening number. You got to watch the opening number to the
Wait.
1989 Academy Awards. It is
I
bonkers.
love it. I love it. I'm
The
obsessed.
other thing too about this movie is that the titular song "Can't Stop the Music." Do you remember a few years ago where there was that video that resurfaced from the 80s of a kid's show? Hi, my name's Katrina, and my name's blah. Like, there's all these kids that it was a big thing that happened like a few years ago, on the internet, where Katrina, with her big popping eyes and everything, they sing this song, and at the end of it, you see them just like fist punching the air.
Was it Kids Incorporated?
No, it was an Australian show called like Emu's Pink Windmill Kids or something. Mr. Emu's Pink
Wow.
Windmill.
Wow. Wow.
Which, I mean,
I've heard of everything now.
have you? Have you?
I just watched this fucking film. I know, I've seen everything.
Oh, there's a few films that I'm holding on to that I feel like you should watch.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Oh my God. But so this movie, though, they say it's the creation of the village people. It's 2 hours long, and I feel
Is
like the
so
first
long.
hour is them putzing around, right? And then they finally get the village people together at some point, like two-thirds of the way through.
It's halfway through because I watched half of it before I left, before I left last night, and by the time that I left, they were together. It's
Okay.
literally it's literally halfway through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because then they sing YMCA, because that's where they're
Yeah.
rehearsing.
These rehearsing spaces are very, very suspicious. I've been in some precarious rehearsal
And this
situations,
is
and this is
19.
by far and away
This is
the most.
1979 New York as well, so it's even
Oh man.
worse.
Remember, you were you will remember Harlequin Studios was like the sketchiest of the rehearsal studios when I first moved here. It was like you know you could run into a dust bunny at any moment. It was just filthy, and it was over. It was definitely over the sex shops in Times Square when those were there. I've been here for a long time.
They're still there. You got to find them,
They're
though.
still there. They're less of them. There's one on 8th Avenue that I passed yesterday. There's two. There's one on 8th Avenue, and then Blue from that was used to be on in Chelsea moved on over to like 41st Street. Like they're around, but they're just not as like plentiful as they used to be.
But
Like
they're not in this movie. I will say that. They
they're well
found the
this is the East.
non they found the non-sexualized things, and then they just showed you dicks in YMCA.
Oh
A
my God,
lot of penises.
those are some fat asses too. I was impressed.
Those guys in the shower were having a blast.
I was having a blast.
I know you were. 'Cause this... Well, so okay, Village People. How do you feel about them? I don't know if you if how you feel about the Village People, like their music and everything.
I was thinking about that because by the time that I was in school, they were kind of a joke. And
Right.
now that I'm thinking about it right now, they're probably a joke because they were gay.
Not all of them were.
Not all,
Most of them were.
most of them were. But I think that might have been the reason. But YMCA was a huge joke, like because everyone was just doing the movements and it was
Right.
fun. It was almost like it's almost like a line dance in a way. It's a
Yeah.
community dance, like a Macarena or a
Well,
something that everyone can be a part of.
yeah, and they do it in this movie.
They do with the
Thank you
swimmers, and that's
to
really
Arlene Phillips, our choreographer.
why is that name why does that name sound so familiar? That's a choreographer.
Yep.
Hold on, I actually think, to tell you the God's honest truth, hold on,
You know
is
this
she
person.
I think I've worked with her. Hold on,
You know
Arlene
this person
Phillips.
because we did another episode together that she choreographed another movie.
Oh yes, I've worked with Arlene Phillips.
You've
Hold
worked
on,
with Arlene Phillips?
wait. I'm Googling her right now.
Do you want me to tell you what movie it was? Do you want me to tell you? Do
Which
you want to tell
one?
you? It was the 1982 Annie she choreographed.
Oh Jesus Christ, really?
So she did this and then that. And then
Hold on.
it looks like she did a lot of music videos for Donna Summer and Elton
No, okay.
John.
It's not. Hold on. Let me really, because the Arlene Phillips I work with had a new face.
Oh!
No,
Not her.
that's not that. No, that's not her.
Not that same
Is
one.
she so Arlene? Wait, is Arlene the one who did the original Cats? Looks like she's a Andrew Lloyd Webber person. Annie,
She
Starlight
did.
Express, Saturday Night Fever, Hot Gossip, Loose Women, Story About You, Strictly Come Dancing. So you're
You.
thinking of dancing? We Will Rock You. Okay, no, I've not worked with this woman, so I recant. I take back all those statements.
But she, so she, I feel like she might be the one that came up with the YMCA
Oh,
movement.
probably.
Because they're doing it in this movie.
They're doing it in the movie.
And
They even fall into a Y.
the weird thing is like well, not weird. The interesting thing is that the Village People were around for like a few years prior to this, and they already had a lineup change. Because there was originally, I think it was the cop. They had one cop and then he backed out before the movie started, so they had to put in another cop.
Oh
Something.
wow, he saved his own life.
He did. He fucking did. Although I feel like this movie was also trying to show that like the other members of the Village People can sing, because they each had a lot of them had their own solo moments,
They did.
like the construction worker singing "I Love You to Death," which was everything.
It was quite something.
It was every. I just wrote the Raising Pipes are dicks for that one, because he's in the scaffolding, and then there's women straddling pipes that ra that get lifted up in the air. I'm like, that's an erection. You can't tell me that's not an erection.
Arlene knew what she was doing.
Or everyone knew what they were doing for this. They were like, all right, let's first hit the cocaine, and now we're gonna film this scene.
This took 11 weeks to film. 11 weeks.
In three
That's a
cities.
long time.
Is it though? Because
I think so.
I mean, milkshake took probably what, like a week?
You're right. I forget about the music videos. I'm focusing very hard on this trumped up East Village apartment that she lives in.
So it's
That looks like Graceland.
funny. Yesterday I had a movie day. I was just watching random movies, and before I
Yeah.
watched this, I rewatched Trick.
I love that everyone's rewatching it. I literally saw it on Amazon Prime and I put it on
That's
I didn't even waste them. I didn't waste a second.
what I
I
did.
saw it. I turned it on. I said, I gotta watch this film
But
again.
like also with that movie and this one, I'm like, you're not living there. I mean, maybe in this one
Trick
they're
Tricca's pretty East Village, West Villagery.
It's West
Actually,
Villagey,
the
but I'm like, you, Christian Campbell, cannot afford that apartment in 1999.
it's a
Maybe
small ass
Valerie
apartment.
Per.
Don't they share they share like a room. It seemed pretty plausible because it's like two beds. It's two
True.
beds
It's a
and
bed and a
a
couch.
couch, a bed and a couch, and then the piano. It's like a crowded little room. And then the bathroom. I think
But
that's pretty plausible.
I had a very like New York-y viewing, because then you get to this one and you're like, well, when you get to Ron White's office and you're like, this is huge.
Yeah,
No,
it's too
no
big.
wonder you put the clown on stilts.
I
I love I get to say sentences like that with this movie.
it does it is the East Village more with this one, right?
Well, yeah, and then there's in there,
Because you
then
have
they're in San
the
Francisco.
UN, then you have the because you're by the UN, and then
You
they
know what, this
were.
movie is missing a Central Park number. I feel like they could have
I don't
done
know if it
something.
needed because I think they're trying to make the oddly I brought up A Quiet Place earlier. That's also a very East New York East not East New York, that's Jersey East side of Manhattan type of a movie. The whole place thing takes place from like the
Interesting.
South Street Seaport up the FDR, and then like that's as far as it goes. It's interesting. I've never seen a movie like that, but
Well,
this is the same. This is all the village. Just there were some Christopher Street moments,
right. They
but
didn't want to go too far west, because I feel like that would have
correct.
been gay. Too
Oh,
gay.
I didn't think about that. That's a
Yeah, but
thought.
then you have then they have shots of like the Native American dancing, and there's like a rainbow neon light behind him. I was like, they're not trying to hide it.
They're not hiding it. I mean, because there's that moment where the biker walks in, and then the cowboy and the construction worker look at each other, or something slightly homoerotic is said, and they look at each other.
I
It's a
mean,
it's a it's a cute little moment.
also at the end, they're in a fucking rainbow with their jumps, with their costumes.
Correct. Correct.
Glit,
Correct.
sorry, they're bedazzled costumes.
Yeah. That number is so glittertastic. Is that a word? I'm just
And
making it
then
up.
it rains glitter,
It
and I was
rains
just
glitter,
like, I
and they're
think I gave
throwing
it a
glitter.
standing ovation.
Okay, how are we talk? And then the women are throwing glitter at the audience. June Havoc is
Okay, like
throwing glitter. Can we talk about June Havoc?
we're
I'm
here, we're here.
obsessed. First of all, I'm obsessed that she was in this film.
Her. Okay, so Tammy Grimes, June Havoc, Barbara Rush, and Marilyn Sokol
I
are
didn't even recognize.
doing the most.
I didn't even recognize Barbara Rush.
Oh, she's fuck, Caitlyn Jenner's mom.
Really?
She's the one that was like, I'm having a fabulous party on
I
the
did
in
not
San
reckon
Francisco
I
with the
did not
hat.
reckon
She
I
has
didn't
that. She's a little
recognize her.
fascinator. Yeah. Oh yeah. She there.
Well, 'cause I my the my introduction to Barbara Rush was Strangers with Candy.
Okay.
Which if you've never seen it, have you? You've seen it, of
I have
course.
not seen it actually.
Okay, you have a lot of work to do.
I have homework, I know.
Strangers with Candy is the series. It's the first time that I was like, oh, I like camp. It's Amy Sedaris.
I know all about it. I
You
just
gotta
haven't
watch
seen
it.
it.
It's the funniest. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever existed. But Barbara Rush, that's how I know her. So that's probably why I didn't recognize her face.
But June Havoc plays Steve Guttenberg's mom.
Mother. And their scene on the plane is so meta. It's so meta when she's talking about contracts. Dave Merrick? Is that who she talks about?
I don't remember.
The
Honestly,
producer.
I
David
blacked
with
that one
David.
out.
Oh, okay. She's talking about like contracts and like her life, and I'm like, oh my God, just seeing Let Me Entertain You. If she had sang Let Me Entertain You, I would have been done. I would have been done.
And then there's I don't want to leave her out too, Altavis Davis, who played Alicia, the black woman who brought in the black people that
They
she's
had the
fucking.
that was the scene where she comes in from rehearsal from The Sound of Music was so contrived. It was so
And then
contrived.
she's like, I was just coming from the Sound of Music rehearsals up the street, blah, blah, blah. Let's keep going.
It offered a laugh for like a second. It's so unnecessary.
Okay, she first brought in the cop, and I believe she said that she was dating him.
No,
I
she
don't.
brought was the oh, it was the cop.
It was the cop first, and
And then
then
this
she
then
brought in the
the
GI,
GI, yes.
who's. I mean, they're all magically in their costumes, their village people persona
The
costumes.
village people, yeah.
And he's like, I should have changed first. And I went, no, honey. No, you, this is the movie.
And then chaos ensues after that. You got clowns why is it all a circus though? It was all like tumblers and clowns and stilt walkers and
Just to show you
flamethrowers.
how wrong they were, I guess. I don't know. I even read the Wikipedia plot summary of this, and it was even as confusing as the movie. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was just like, this happened? This is what actually happened?
And then the ending, and after all of that, the ending is like a wet fart. Because this does feel
Oh my God. The
because
ending's a wet fart.
you know I love a quest
You do
film, and
love a quest film.
this is technically a quest. The
To get
quest
the
is to
village people together, yeah.
gather these people and put them together, and it just doesn't feel earned at the end.
No, yeah, because they're still like, I guess this movie is like, and then they became famous because of this San Francisco gay party. That
Because
that's a
Steve,
that
because
was that a ball? By the way, I feel
it
like that was a
seemed
ball.
no, it was some sort of benefactress thing. I love saying benefactress now because RuPaul is saying it and giving out beautiful benefactress badges. It was some sort of benefit.
It also felt like when which one is this? When Barbara Rush came in at the end with her two other ladies that helped put it together, I was just like, I don't know who you are, but you also feel like cameo spots.
Feels like cameo spot. It feels like camp. It feels
Well,
like
because
too much.
it feels like all the women are of a certain age that all know
Yes.
each other because they were in Hollywood together, and they were like, fuck it, let's just have fun.
And let's not call it Frisco. Call
Let's not
it
call it
San
Frisco.
Francisco.
It's San Francisco.
Who called it Frisco?
I don't remember which one called it Frisco. Was it June
Is wait.
Havoc?
No, it was the camp girl,
Lulu.
Lulu,
Lulu.
who I feel easily could have been replaced by Bette Midler. Imagine Bette Midler were in that role. It would have been perfect.
I don't know. I feel like Marilyn Sokol did the job.
She did do the job. She gave you horned up side character.
She was ready to fuck anybody
I love
and
it.
everybody.
And I love she got progressively more unhinged, because as the movie
Yes.
progressed.
Yes. Because she, I feel like she hit on every member of the village people.
Absolutely. And she could
And
do anything. She was an assistant. She
she was
was
the
a best friend.
wardrobe.
Wardrobe. You need that horned up girl. I need to
You
find
need
this
that.
woman. She definitely lives in our neighborhood. Let's find her.
Okay, that's our mission.
Watch her be on my street. She's probably like that crazy neighbor that lives in the house up the street. I'll find her.
Just start playing village people music. She'll show up.
Yeah, she'll burst out the door. 80 years old, she can still shake a tail feather.
You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music.
Just like that. Just like that. I'm gonna rent a car right now and drive around the hood, blast it, and see if we can find her. We'll draw.
Oh.
We'll snuff her out. We'll smoke her out.
Oh, smoke her. Oh my God. So, I feel for being a 2 hour long movie,
it's very
I
long.
Feel like there wasn't enough music. I feel like they could have added more, right?
They could have. You know
I
what?
Don't know
I
how
really
they
wished,
would justify it, but I.
You know, I really wish that the music was more. The music numbers were more justified. The justification for most of them were like, "This is our new commercial," and then you just sail into the music video. I'm like, that's not how commercial production works. But it's.
They have to sing Milkshake, but not the Khalees one.
I would love a mashup. If anyone's out there and like do a mashup of the Khalees, of Khalees, okay, we need a mashup of Khalees's Milkshake, of the
Village
People's Milk, and we need the Beyonce version of Milkshake beat that she retracted from Khalees after she opened her mouth. That's what we need.
Oh.
Yes, I said it. That's what I said. So.
But like, but what's interesting though is that it's 2 hours and the songs feel like they go on forever.
Correct. Correct.
Because there's
music
not
videos.
Enough songs.
They're full music videos.
Right, but like Milkshake, they Valerie and Perrine ends it by saying one more time, and then they repeat for like another 2 minutes. And I was just like,
it's
did
too
we
much.
Need this?
No. But they had to fill the time.
Yeah. Oh, did they? This
no.
movie could have been an hour and a half and it would still be the
it
same.
It could have been an hour.
No, we can't cut out the brilliance of every woman in this movie.
Oh, you're right. You're right. The women are giving the most.
They're giving them. Honestly, it was, oh my God. I wrote down 20 minutes. So, for example, of like how long it was like 20 minutes in and so much has happened, but when are the Village People performing? Because it takes them forever.
As a group. They kept saying, we're a group. I got a group together. And
I've
then
never,
they perform.
I have not heard Magic Night or Give Me a Break. Have you heard these before? Sorry, Give Me a Break is not the Village People.
That's
my bad.
That's the Richie sister, the Richie family.
The Richie family.
Whom I've never heard of before.
I've never heard of them. The lyrics are insane for that. The chorus.
I may have been sexting by the time of the film. but I don't remember.
It's
the
lyrics. Three women with like all the skirt, but no skirt in the front, but all the skirt in the back. And
they actually felt very 80s.
Because it
but
was.
Like not but like no but like
oh you mean later 80s
the 80s didn't just happen. Like I guess it were kind of there because Cyndi Lauper was kind of on the rise around this time, and Cyndi Lauper was wearing that kind of garb,
and they all had the big hair, and I feel like what's interesting about these characters is that they're supposed to be like neo hippies. Or,
oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Or like, oh my God, what's his name? Who's the artist in the '60s that did the soup can? Andy Warhol. I feel like they're supposed to be like him, or like
well,
you know how Andy Warhol had those allegedly crazy parties, or like in
alleged. There are people still alive who are talking about those parties.
So those part, I feel like that's what they were still banking off of in this movie of like, you know, the hippie cult, the counterculture, and Andy Warhol, and
also
all
there's a
that
very
from the
direct,
60s, but in the
there's
80s,
a very yeah, there's
but a
direct,
decade later,
very direct reference to Studio 54 in the movie.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Like he was even giving you what's his name, Steve Rabat, what's his name?
Gutenberg,
the guy who wrote. No, you know, the guy who ran the Studio 54, Steve. That's the name that came to my head first. That's not right.
I don't think that's right. But this is the one where it's the Samantha song, where
yes.
they're at the yeah where it's It's not as crowded as it should be. I feel like if they want to be like, if they want to say that they are Studio 54, it's not as crowded as I feel like it
And there was
needed
no
to be in the
horse.
movie. There was no
There was no
horse,
horse.
and there was no cocaine girl.
Can you imagine getting shit on by a horse in a disco bar? I can't imagine. I can't
That
imagine.
disco, oh God. So watching Trick and this, I'm like, New York just has gone through so many. Like, if you want to talk about
Yeah.
facelifts, New York has seen
Yeah.
a lot of facelifts.
I miss the Trick era of New York. I came at the tail end of that.
I came in way late after the gentrification happened, so I
Yeah, but
can't.
you were not far.
I was not far.
You grew up up the street.
We would only come into Times Square. We would only stay in Midtown.
Oh,
We would,
okay.
when I was
You wouldn't branch
growing
out.
up, we didn't branch out. We would only come
Okay.
see a show, go to dinner, and then go home. That was
Okay.
it. So I didn't really explore a lot.
Okay.
But I'm just like, New York must have smelled like
Oh
shit
yeah. Oh yeah.
everywhere.
It was loud. It's yeah,
Worse than it does today. Because today you go down some streets and you're like, oh, yo.
I get nostalgic. I came home one day from a long from doing a show in Connecticut. I took the Metro North home. I landed on 125th Street and I took a breath and it smelled so bad and it made me smile. It made me smile because made me realize like how much I missed New York.
So, did you smile when the old lady robbed Caitlyn Jenner in this movie?
I did. That was
Yeah.
actually a lovely moment. It
That was.
felt, you know, what it felt like a scene from what's that Barbra Streisand movie?
Star is Born?
No, the Madcap one. What's Up, Doc?
Okay.
It felt like it was supposed to be in What's Up, Doc instead.
This movie was insane, and I want to blame cocaine for everything.
Oh, cocaine was rampant. Oh, but okay, can we talk about the irony of the title? Because disco died before this movie was
Yes,
released. So
I did want to talk about.
you can in fact stop the music.
Or can you? Because we watched this. This is still
You're
out there
right.
for the world.
Well, this is just neo-discoism at this point. I'm coining that term,
Wait.
neo-discoism.
Didn't disco die in the 80s? In at the like the
It did
time of the
technically
release?
about this time. It did.
Yeah, okay.
That RuPaul. I love how RuPaul talks about it. She's like, I remember the day disco died. It just one day it was gone.
Because some radio DJ had it. They were
Yeah,
like,
it was
we're
over.
done. We're
Yeah,
done.
yeah,
We're
yeah. But
playing rock now.
because I think Ethel Merman got her album out as it was dying, or maybe after it died. Actually,
Oh God.
I think it was long after Disco died, actually.
Oh,
Hold on.
poor Ethel.
I know. Ethel, let's look at Ethel Merman. I haven't listened to this album lately, actually. 1979. No, it's still around the time that
Okay.
disco was just on the
Just about to
decline.
die.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about the Village People is that they're still around.
They are still
Four of them.
I waited on one at 54 Below.
Was
The
it?
cow the oh you guess.
Well, you said the cowboy.
I did say the cowboy, but I could have started to say construction worker, but I wasn't sure what you heard. I don't know
No,
how
I
deaf
did
you are.
hear.
Okay. Yes, he was very sweet, actually. He
Who,
looks the same.
which the Leatherman is the one that passed away? I
I
know.
believe so.
Yes, he passed away in 2001. Actually, I was reading that one of our divas of the movie recently passed away as of this year. Barbara Rush. She passed away in March.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yeah. She passed away March 31st at the age of 97.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. This is a big mea culpa moment. I am confusing Barbara Rush for Deborah Rush. Ergo, why I did not recognize her.
Got it.
So, Deborah Rush is from Strangers of the Candy. Barbara Rush. I might be unfamiliar with this, but I didn't recognize her face.
God, God, this movie. I'm so glad I picked you for this movie because I knew you would understand it.
I loved and hated all the moments I'm supposed
And even the ones that you hated, you're
to.
still like,
I'm
but it's Cats.
as yeah. So sorry, I cut you off.
I said, even the ones that you hated, you're like, but it's camp. I love
It's
it.
camp. I love it. I wanted. I was like ready to. I was ready to curse you out. But then, it was so pleasantly campy. I couldn't be upset because this is everything I live for.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
No, let's move on to disruptions flats.
Great. Let's do it.
Sharp flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. What do you want to start with?
That shower scene has replaced Best Little Whorehouse for my musical Spank Bank.
So sharps, we'll start with sharps. Okay.
Oh, we're starting. It that is my sharp. And I forgot what my flat was. I had a moment earlier. Can we rewind? Let's go back. No, I'm joking. And what was your
Okay,
sharp?
so I had a few sharps.
Okay.
I first sharped Arlene Phillips because my God, bless you for this
Brava.
choreography. I sharped Sydney's spotlight when we first meet her in her office. She turns the chair around and she's there's a
That is
spotlight.
pretty
I was like, fuck
spectacular.
this. Fuck you, movie. I love you.
I think it's when I started to be on board with the film because I was like, oh, it kind of knows what it is.
Yeah. Oh, this movie knew what it was. This movie
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Alan Carr's gay Fantasia. Let's be real here. I also sharped the long take of Samantha getting the group together. You know that scene where
Oh,
she's walking?
yes, that's what I wanted to say. That is also a sharp of mine. That's what I meant to bring up earlier in the conversation.
Where she's walking and then she's like eating an ice cream. She's talking to one person and then she checks herself in a mirror and she's talking to another one and then blah blah blah. I was like, this is amazing.
I gotta say, if I have the opportunity to steal that, I will. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant
Let's do
way
it.
to. I love passage of time. I love when you have those moments where it's just moving. It's great. It was
Yeah.
really brilliant.
Sharps to Marilyn Sokol, Barbara Brush, June Havoc, and Tammy Grimes. I don't need to say any more.
Yeah.
Sharp to Samantha's entrance into Steve's office, where she's wearing that little black number and it's very slow. But
Yes,
he's there
yes.
like, ugh. Oh, I want to fuck you so hard, but I'm on the phone. And then I want to sharp the following performances, YMCA and Can't Stop the Music. No.
You can't get campier than that.
No, you can't.
You can't get campier than that. I think this might be the campiest film I've ever seen.
So for my flats though, the racism.
Oh, well, it was running rampant back then, you know.
Yes, I could
You can't
still
stop
flat it.
the
Or we can
racism. We can
try.
try. We can
We
try. We can
can
try. We can.
try. It's not the fact that he's wearing the costume. It's the jokes that they come up with about it. Where he
Okay.
where they there's like one of them says, "Why don't you do a rain dance or something?" And I was like, "Why are we doing this?"
Why is it? It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Absolutely unnecessary. It could have been appreciation, but it goes so far. It's something else.
So I'm also flatting Ron, the character Ron White, because he's all over the place. Like, I understand people are messy, but like,
We get it intimately.
you gotta, yeah. You can't like go hot and cold on things immediately. Like, give me a little warm.
But Steve Guttenberg, yeah, it was just all.
That's not, oh no, this is Caitlyn Jenner.
I
Yeah.
know, but even Steve Guttenberg was just all one way. It was very one-dimensional or two-dimensional acting.
Well, because he basically, Ron basically calls Samantha a whore after the commercial.
He
Because
does.
what does he say? Oh, Samantha says, "I use my brains, not my body." That's the line that she said. He's
She
like,
said it
"I'm not."
twice.
She did.
She says it twice, yeah. And then she uses her leg to get the cab.
Oh my God, I'm reading another quote that I wrote down. I'm James and flames at my game. This is,
Wow.
he's the one
Wow.
that during the auditions and then proceeds to twirl the flaming batons. I was
I
like,
love it.
yes.
Whoever wrote that script, that line's a some wordsmith.
Deserve the money. I can't remember what he said, but what Ron says after the commercial is like, I didn't expect you to expose yourself so much on TV. I was like, what is this?
They're a
She was
ladies'
wearing,
present.
she's fine. She is naked during the YMCA, and you said nothing about that.
Yeah, she also her titties almost come out of the water. They came out of the water for like a second.
They're like, ooh, right above the nip, it feels
It was
like.
all but it was all but nip, but her titties were out.
And then we see dicks.
We love it. We love it. And those fat swinging asses was great.
I'm also flatting the ADR in the.
Okay.
If it was better, maybe I. It's just bad.
It's
I'm
rough.
also flatting Sam Waits, the character. He's just he's the producer man. Like, fuck him. The one
Yeah,
who's always on the
yeah.
phone.
Wait, Steve Waits?
Steve Waits, yes.
Steve Waits.
Wait.
Paul Sands,
Steve
yeah.
Waits, yes. Paul San. Sorry, I wrote Sam for whatever reason.
That's all right.
They say Steve 7,000 times. I should have known better.
I wish we could. Oh my God, he's still alive
Paul Sands?
and
Paul San?
active. Yes.
Good for him.
Oh my goodness.
You
Wait, let's see
know,
the last.
good for
Let's see the last thing
him.
he's done. Oh, okay,
Palm
maybe he's not.
Royal, a TV series. He's done four episodes.
Oh my, that's major.
In 2024.
He
Yeah.
also did Queer Eye for the Homeless Guy, which is a short, which is hilarious.
He plays the homeless
That's funny.
guy.
He was, oh my God, he was on Bewitched. He was on Bewitched and the Mary
Really?
Tyler Moore Show. Yeah, Laverne and Shirley. He made
Ooh,
a, give
he's
me a
pushing
break.
100
The Twilight Zone,
almost.
and he's still acting. I'm okay. I now need to watch. I have a friend on Palm Royale, and I still haven't watched it. 'Cause I'm that terrible of a friend.
How
It's
dare you?
that and Hacks. I have friends, and I've just not finished it. I'm terrible. Sorry, friends.
And
He's
then
on
my
Erie,
last.
Indiana. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop reading his Biochemist. I'm just freak out for this whole time.
And then my last flat is just the songs go on for a little too long. I
Yes.
understand that it's disco and that like the drugs are kicking in and you're like, I don't know how long this song is, 2 minutes or 20. Woo!
Ha ha! We love a disco cut.
Yeah, we love a disco cut. Did you actually figure out your flat?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Got it.
I
Well, there was something about earlier too, where the character is homophobic, and I was just like,
Oh, that's ironic.
is
This is
this like a
like
little,
art imitating life.
yeah, because you, because even though I'm gonna say something controversial, I may cut it from
We
the
love it. We
actual
love a
from the
we
edit,
love controversy.
because even though she is trans, it's weird that she hates trans people.
She doesn't love herself.
No, and it's like,
And
what? Then
yeah.
what? Then why go through the process if you're going to hate yourself or hate other
It yeah,
people?
because it's supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to embrace yourself, and you're supposed to embrace a world that accepts who you want to be and what you and people who want may want to be like you going forward. And she is actively working against all of that, which is crazy. It's crazy what money can do. It's wild.
Right? And it's
Look,
like,
this film shows the extreme of what money can do. It can produce this camptastic disaster, and it also can produce Caitlyn Jenner. It's wild.
a
That's the sermon for today.
camptastic disaster that should be talked about more.
Yeah, I think we need to re bring we need to have a bigger conversation about this movie, and what the Village People were at the time for queer artists at the time. We don't talk about that enough.
According to IMDb trivia, it plays on an Australia TV at New Year's every year.
Australian
So
people know what's up.
they understand.
I love my Australian brothers and sistren. They are they're so
Oh my god. We're almost there. We're almost there. Let's finish it up. Would you add in the songs to your life's playlist from the movie?
YMCA is already there. That's a given. I liked Milkshake a lot. Oh, and I forgot about Liberation.
That's another one where I'm like, what you're saying like the same five words over.
Well, listen, we know that American lexicon is very, very small. So songs like that appeal to a wider variety of people. The economy of words helps for
you need to think about their other songs, like In the Navy.
Yes.
Where In the Navy, blah 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 blah. In the Navy. Yeah.
It helps.
What's the one that I like to listen to? Go West.
Go West, young man.
Have you heard Go West? Have you?
I have.
Fucking love that song. But out of this movie, I wrote down Samantha, Magic Night, YMCA, Milkshake, and Can't Stop the Music. Just like, you know. Liberation was fun. I feel like if it was in a club somewhere, I'd be like, yeah, but I don't think I want to like go out and listen to it myself.
No. I might add it to my gym playlist. We'll see how I feel. I'm gonna add one of these. I've been adding disco to my gym playlist lately, and it feels good when it comes on. I have Alexander's Ragtime Band from Ethel Merman's disco album, and it slaps.
Jason, have you added the Miller's Son from the Disco Sondheim album?
I don't have that one. I have It's Hot Up Here on my current. This month's gym playlist.
Add it.
She's singing. Is it Chastity that's singing the hell out of that?
It's Aleel Venho, I believe her name is.
Okay. Everyone on the album is singing.
Fuck yes. I need to get them back on the podcast.
Yes.
Get them back.
Do you talk about the album?
We did Thumbelina together, and then we talked about the album because I was like, hey, you guys helped me through the pandemic with this album, so thank you very much.
I put it down for a long time, but now she's back in my rap. Between that and Ethel Merman, we're going.
I gotta get into the Ethel Merman.
Alexander Ragtime Band slaps. It slaps. You have no idea why. Like, when it comes on, I live.
Well, Jason, on that note, we're done with the episode.
Oh, can I just so say as fun.
Can I just say as well, I purchased this movie many years ago with the intention of watching it because of the How Did This Get Made, and I'm so happy I bought it. Like, this is one purchase from Amazon that I'm like, yes.
Yeah. I'm
sorry, I will rewatch you.
I may need to go back and purchase it outright.
It's so bad.
It's so lovely. It's so camptastic.
But what do you have to plug or promote?
Oh, goodness. I have nothing to promote at present. But please, you can find me on all socials at Jason Kerr on Instagram and on Facebook. And if you find me on Scruff, please tell me I'm pretty. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yes. And, you know, tell him how much you love disco.
We can talk about disco for a long time.
And if you really do love disco, I don't know what to say. And if you love the Village People and have never heard of this movie before this podcast, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok and Threads at buttersongpod. This movie was great. I'm so glad I got you back on, because it's been a minute and I love talking to you. So
likewise, my love.
And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, we had a cast change happening. Look at me playing with puns. And we'll be discussing the 1933 movie version of 42nd Street. Thank you for popping back on, Jason. We need to have you back more. I mean, I know you've done like 7,000 episodes, but like,
there's always more. There's always more to do. I have a list right here. We'll talk about it afterwards. That we can talk about.
A list.
Yes. That we can talk about what we can do next.
Well, everyone, have a glittertastic day. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Bye.
Special thanks to Aaron Choi for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.